Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, Kelcats. Welcome back to another episode of Intoxicated. I am your host, Kelsey Davies, and I am here not alone, but kind of alone. So I'm alone on this podcast. It'll just be my voice for the evening. But I am here with Lola, my haunted doll, and my roommate, Mia. She's in the kitchen making a bagel. How you doing, Mia?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm chilling, dude. I just packed a fat bowl, and I'm really chilling. Like, I feel great. I'm happy for myself. So I guess I'll just go straight into my intoxicated choice of the night. I just packed some, what's it called? It's a hybrid. It's Girl Scout cookies. It was super good. This was like my third bowl. So we're really like chilling. We're hanging in there tonight. I'm on TikTok and YouTube. You can find me K-E-L-S-I-I-D-A-V-I-E-S-S. And that's Kelsey Davies on TikTok. And YouTube is K-E-L-S-I space D-A-V-I-E-S. That's Kelsey Davies. We just hit 4 million Kelcats on TikTok. That is insane. Like, if you told me a few years ago that I would be hitting 4 million followers on anything, I would think you were insane. But I'm really, really grateful. Honestly, like, so grateful for everyone who's been supporting me on this journey. You know, like, this journey has its ups and downs for sure, but I'm super grateful for every moment of it. So thank you guys. Just wanted to say that. So on last week's episode, we kind of ended on the question, like, can spirits travel through space? So if you guys don't know, I am a psychic medium. I've experienced like the paranormal pretty much my whole life. I never really understood what it was though. So I was really terrified of it, honestly. I was just talking about this with my friend earlier. She was asking me all these questions. She was just like, I would have never thought like that you had these gifts and stuff. And she's like, I knew you were always so shy when you were little, but it just didn't like that. That's the last thing I thought it was. You know, I thought you were just a shy person, but now like, I don't know. I always thought of myself as an introvert, but I'm totally not. I'm totally an extrovert. Like, I love talking to people. I get shy when I'm in big crowds, but I think it's more because of the psychic stuff. Like, I don't know. Ever since I was little, I would just be overwhelmed in crowds of people. I would get like visions of things and things I didn't understand, feelings that weren't mine. Just like so unbelievably like, I don't know. It just didn't make sense to me. Like, you don't learn this stuff in school. Like, this stuff's like, some people don't even believe in it, you know? So it's really hard to have these gifts. And I didn't understand them for a long time. I don't know. I always had the question, like, when spirits would come to me and stuff. Dude, I'm so baked right now. Oh, my God. Okay, sorry. Getting on with this. But when spirits, like, come to me and stuff, sometimes they seem to, like, appear out of nowhere, or you'll be talking about someone and they'll just start coming through to me, like, their energy, or I don't know what it is. Like, something just comes through to me in, like, a psychic manner sometimes, and sometimes it is in, like, the mediumship, like, where I actually know that they're there and they're talking to me and they're sending me visions and feelings and thoughts, and they're just sending me things. So it's, like, sometimes it's hard to differentiate the two. Sometimes I'll just tap into someone's energy and it's like I'll get the same thing I get when spirits come to me, like these visions, these downloads. It's super confusing to me, and I'm still trying to understand it, but I don't understand, like, how spirits travel so quickly. Like, I feel like, I don't know if any other mediums out there or people with gifts out there, like, feel this way, but I feel like spirits travel so quickly. It's almost as if they travel, like, I don't know if it's at the speed of light or what, but it is energy. So I'm like, why wouldn't they be able to travel that fast, you know? Or they can choose to travel at, like, a quote-unquote normal pace. I don't know, I'm just rambling. This podcast is for open-minded people, so, like, sit back, relax, you know, drink some wine or beer or whatever you like, or smoke some pot if it's legal where you're at, or if it's illegal, I mean, it's up to you, man. Chill, you know, just a chill podcast where I can just talk about my experiences. If you believe them or not, that's cool, you know? Like, you're always welcome here as long as you're positive and you're cool. It's always okay to have skepticism. Like, I've had so many people be skeptic, even close friends of mine just be skeptic of these gifts, and it's normal. It's normal to be skeptic. I was skeptic at one point. I thought I was insane. Like, I thought I had issues. I was like, dude, do I need to get checked? Like, I think I have something wrong with me. Like, I thought it was weird. I want to, like, get into orbs. Like, if you guys don't know what orbs are, if you guys aren't really into the paranormal, orbs are usually caught on camera, and they're usually, like, these big balls of, it almost looks like a ball of light, like a ball of energy is what I feel like it is. Like, I don't know. I just know that energy can't be created or destroyed, and the human consciousness itself is supposedly puts out like 20 watts of energy. So that energy, that consciousness remains, you know, that being, like, that, it just remains. So it just makes you think, like, can these balls of light, like, be spirits? Like, is that how they travel? Is that how they get from place to place? Is that how they're, like, kind of low key, you know, like, sometimes? Like, sometimes I won't see any spirits, but I'll feel them there. It's like, is that how they travel, like, low key? I don't know if that makes any sense. But if you guys have any questions about, like, my psychic stuff or mediumship, I can answer them to the best of my ability. So maybe comment below a question if you're watching this on YouTube or wherever you're listening to this or watching it. It's live on YouTube too, so that's why I say watching. I guess just comment below and let me know your thoughts, what you think, how you think spirits travel, you know, if you think that they travel the way I'm talking about. Just let me know your thoughts. I'm interested to hear about what other people experience. So I kind of, like, started off with this topic, you know, paranormal. I kind of want to get into the Hat Man. Has anyone ever heard or experienced the Hat Man? I have to know. If you haven't, I will explain the story or experience to you. So there has been a lot of people, like a lot of people, who have experienced the Hat Man. I actually just posted a TikTok about this. The Hat Man, I was asking my haunted doll questions about him or it. I don't know, asking, like, what she thinks, if she thinks that they're real and whatnot. And it all, like, led to, yeah, it's real. It's definitely something a lot of people have experienced. So one story of the Hat Man is this person, they were sleeping and they went into sleep paralysis. I don't know if anyone has experienced sleep paralysis, but it is very terrifying. I've had it way too many times, and a lot of the times it's paranormal related, and it's actually mortifying. It's when your body is, like, asleep, but your brain is awake or something. I don't know, your eyes are open, like, you're conscious, but you cannot move. And it's really freaky. And usually some people have like hallucinations, they say, but some people actually have paranormal experiences. And a lot of them include the Hat Man while in sleep paralysis. This is creepy, you guys. I guess the Hat Man, he has like this fedora looking hat, but he's always just a shadow. Like people just see a shadow. They don't see any like features, any facial features or anything like that. It's just the shadow of a man with a hat on. And apparently he just stares at people and terrifies them, like wants them to be scared. Lola said that he feeds off of fear. Negative demonic entities are said to like...
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
I don't know, feed off of the fear of people. Like, I think that this thing is demonic, and I think that it kind of shows itself as a man wearing a hat, because why not? I feel like they can manifest themselves into whatever scares you, honestly. Like, that's what I feel. I've seen a lot of weird things that I just can't really explain. And a lot of them are usually dark shadows that I see, that's the thing that terrifies me. Like ghosts or whatever, you know, like spirits that are lost, spirits that are still here for whatever reason. That's fine. Sometimes I jump. Sometimes I get scared if I'll like see them like a person, because I usually don't see them like that. Like if I see them super clear, yeah, they'll definitely surprise me. But I've actually been like mortified of the shadows that I've seen, just the feeling that they give me, just like they make me so uncomfortable. And I don't know, it's just like when you're running up the stairs when you're little and you feel like there's something chasing you, and like that fear, like that anxiety. It's just like that's how I feel when I see these shadows or whatever they are. I feel like the Hat Man's a shadow person, or, you know, a demonic entity, which is what I feel. But some people have even reported the Hat Man having glowing red eyes, which is super creepy too. There's also this common ghost sighting, and it's a ghost wearing a cloak like around their head, like a full on cloak. So I guess that's a common ghost sighting. Sometimes they're even like, they have no face. Like sometimes it's just a cloak around, whatever. I don't know. Like nothing. So it's just like you turn around, there's no face, like a Scooby-Doo moment, right? I feel like that's kind of the same thing, kind of the same concept as like these shadow people transforming into whatever they feel will scare you in the moment or for whatever reason. I also think this the same thing with the headless horseman, which is another really common ghost that people have seen. It's like this, I guess it's a man on a horse, I'm assuming, and he has no head. Okay, yeah, so the headless horseman is a mythical figure who has appeared in folklore around the world since the Middle Ages. The figure is traditionally depicted as a man upon horseback who is missing his head. Could you imagine? You just see this horse, right? And it's a ghost already. Then you see a man on top with absolutely no fucking head. Like, that's scary. That shit sucks. That would fucking suck. I would be scared. I'm like looking at photos. I'm kind of curious as to what, like, what that would, like, ew, it's creepy. And he has a sword in all of these. Some of them he's holding a pumpkin. I guess it's like a, yeah, like in all of them he's holding like a pumpkin. That's so weird. I wonder if people see him holding a pumpkin. That would be really weird. Do you guys believe in the headless horseman? I don't know. I mean, I kind of do. There's so many stories about different spirits and different, like La Llorona. Oh my God, I say that wrong. La Llorona. No, that's not it. That's how it's spelled. Oh my God, I can't speak. La Llorona. So a lot of people see La Llorona, which they made a movie off of this too. And it's this woman that's seen crying. I guess there's a few stories around her. Like sometimes people... like the stories have been altered. I don't know. Like, I don't know which story is the real one, but I guess she drowned her two children or something like that, or killed her husband. There's something dark like that. And she's seen crying and weeping and trying to get like male's attention so that she can go and drown them. And that's like a super common sighting, is like a woman in white crying. I honestly have seen a woman in white crying, but I didn't think it was La Llorona. I thought it was just a woman that was lost and upset and happened to be wearing white with like dark hair. I don't know if it was La Llorona or if people get ghosts confused with La Llorona that look like her or something like that. But I mean, there was enough sightings for it to become a legend. So that itself says a lot to me. Speaking of spooky ghosts, I had the weirdest experience the other night. So ever since I was young, I've had ghosts like visit me in my dreams. Like, it's so hard to explain. Like, I never get a night of peaceful sleep, I feel like. Like, I always have to nap. All my friends know that I have my nap time in the day. They all know that I'm a napper. You know, some people just are. A lot of my friends cannot nap, but I literally cannot go on with my day without a nap. Unless I'm busy that day, then that's fine. But when I'm sleeping, ever since I was little, I would get psychic premonitions in my dreams a lot. I get them daily too, but I would get very specific ones in my dreams, like the fires by my mom's house that I've told this story many times about. I predicted these fires that happened at my mom's house, basically. And I've had like so many different weird dreams, and I've like had them about friends and like warnings and stuff. And I text my friends, and then like days later, they'll be like, you were right. Like, that's so weird. It's just, it's very strange to me. I don't understand it either. But I get spirits that visit me in my dreams as well. And sometimes they'll show me super specific things, or they'll be very nice to me and be very sweet. Lola's visited me in my dreams before, and it was very sweet and very comforting. But sometimes they will show me too much. TMI. Okay, TMI. There was this ghost the other night, and I don't know, this dream was pretty creepy. Like, it was honestly one of the creepier dreams. There was this woman, and it looked like, I can't tell, like I have the image right in my head right now of the color of the comforter. Like, the comforter was kind of like this white color, but with like lace at the bottom. It almost looked like lace. I don't know if anyone like knows what I'm talking about. And it, I don't know if it was, it was like a light pink or red or something. And it had like some design on it. I couldn't really tell. But the there were like a bunch of pillows in front. And I think that they were red. And there was blood everywhere. Like all over. Like all on the bed. And then like there was this specific blouse that had like flowers on it. Like if it was in a boutique shop, I could go pick it out right now. It was hung up, and if you move, like I moved it and there was blood behind it as if someone was hiding something. It's almost as if she was murdered, but it got like hidden somehow. Like the person got away with it. Like it was super, super specific. There were a lot of specific signs and details that I like have in my head. You know, I just don't know how to explain things sometimes. Sometimes I like lose my words, like literally don't know how to explain what I see. Sometimes it's really hard. And a woman kept appearing in my head, and she had brown hair, and it was like kind of like, I don't know what, like maybe 1950s, 1960s, kind of curled in the front. The bangs went up a little bit, then it swooped down into like a curl. And I don't know what era that is. But these blouses and stuff were super specific. It was kind of by the, like this snowy mountain type thing. Like it was like kind, I don't know if she was trying to show me where it happened or what. It was just super strange. She just kept saying like, he murdered me like over and over. And it was just super confusing. I woke up and I didn't understand it. But it's kind of interesting like saying my dreams out loud, because sometimes I don't realize that they're as intense as they are or as weirdly paranormal as they are. I've just had them my whole life, and I always tell people this. Like they're always like, what's it like being psychic? And I'm like, well, it's cool and all, but I don't really know the difference sometimes. Like between what's psychic and what's normal, like what's just a gut feeling or what's just something someone gets, you know, like usually, or if it's like an actual psychic feeling. So it's super confusing, and it's hard to talk about because people just think you're crazy and they're like, what is wrong with you? But I don't know, it's just nice to talk about it sometimes, and I feel like I could be very open on this podcast, which is why I started it. So I just want to talk about whatever and however I feel about things and just...
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Dua Lipa.
You know, when I play my music to people who I really respect or look up to, then I hear my songs in a different perspective.
Cardi B.
I know what it feels like when you feel like everybody turn your back and like, don't ever think it's because you did something wrong.
Harry Styles.
I feel like I'm falling more and more in love with making music each time I get to do it.
You know these artists for their songs, videos, and epic performances.
But they have so many stories beyond their fame.
That's what we're here to share with you on the Spout Podcast.
We sit down with some of the biggest names in music.
And along the way, our guests reveal stories that even their biggest fans may have never heard before.
Check out the Spout Podcast to hear famous people spout off about more than what they're famous for.
And find out who's spouting off next.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Be my authentic self. That's pretty much why I started Intoxicated, and I'm really digging it and enjoying it, and I hope you guys are too. Make sure you guys give Intoxicated 5 stars wherever you're listening to this or watching this. Thumbs up, 5 thumbs up, 10 thumbs up, 1,000,000 thumbs up. Just give me the freaking thumbs up and give that like button a nice little tap for me. Just tap it, please. Anywho, yeah, I don't know. I've had some weird dreams. I guess I'll talk about another one. There was that Bob situation on my YouTube channel. If you guys haven't watched my YouTube channel, there was this situation where I had a dream about this ghost. He came to me very specifically and showed me basically where his remains were buried. It was pretty intense, and we went on a whole investigation on that. Just go check that out. It was pretty intense. I remember this paranormal dream that like really scared me, and it really bothered me for a while, and this was at my ex's house. He was not very good to me, super bad, just super toxic, super like just very negative energy, like so much negative energy. So, you know, negative energy attracts negativity, and there was definitely this demonic spirit in his house, and it was presenting itself to me as a young girl named, I think it was Lucy, which I didn't figure it out until later that Lucy like could be short for Lucifer. So that kind of makes me nervous like looking back on it, but back then I just didn't get my gifts. I didn't understand it. I didn't get it. So this little girl, she was kind of showing me herself in black and white almost. It was really strange. And she had this blue bow in her hair. I remember it super specifically. And she came, got me out of the room in his house and walked me to the backyard to other members of like her quote unquote family. I think she was trying to like gain my trust or something, but she gave me the worst feeling ever. I woke up sweating like profusely in a panic. I just woke up sweating, and I remember waking my boyfriend at the time up, and I was like, I couldn't even speak. I was like, there's a ghost. Like there, a ghost just visited me. And then I looked behind him and I saw her behind him. And I was like, I just like didn't even know what to say or what to feel. And I was just like, couldn't even talk. Like even thinking about it now, I'm like, that was terrifying. I was terrified of the paranormal back then because like I did not understand it at all. I was just so terrified of my gifts. So I remember just telling him that, and he got super mad at me about it. Like he got really mad at me for telling him that. He's like, why would you tell me that? Like just like started screaming at me. So that sucked. But that was a really scary paranormal experience. Maybe it was a warning, like, because the guy I was with was super bad to me. I don't know what it was, but it was pretty damn freaky. So if anyone, like, has dealt with negativity, I know that you probably have some sort of protection, not condoms. I mean, hopefully you got that, too, if you're not ready for the babies. But if you have some protection, kind of like sage or crystals, or for some people it's the Bible or a cross, you know, there's like so many forms of protection. I kind of wanted to talk about that. Kind of how like I think that it works, how this protection works. Like I feel like all forms of protection work no matter what. I feel like it's the energy you're putting into it. If that makes sense, like you're putting in this energy of trust and having that knowledge that you are wanting to deflect that negativity away from you or push that negativity away from you and protect yourself. So it's all about that protection from a higher source, you know, someone looking out for you or your creator or whoever you believe in. I think that it all kind of does the same thing. Like, I think sage works. I think crosses work. I think the Bible works. I think crystals work. Like, I truly love just having an open mind because I'm like, why wouldn't it work? You know, why would it work for some people but not others? Like, I don't know how you guys feel about that. I feel like it's all kind of just the same concept. I've always been drawn to sage. So the reason that I use sage is because my family used it. They were all of Native American descent. I think that's maybe where my gifts come from, because that whole side of the family that was of Native American descent, they all had gifts like me. So I'm not sure if it had to do with that. I mean, I truly believe it did. I feel like it's just such a powerful culture, and it really intrigues me. And I just kind of wanted to talk about that because I haven't really talked about it. And a lot of people do ask me about it. They always ask, what do you use for protection and stuff? I feel like no matter what, if you feel like you have something protecting you, like I feel like you will be protected. If you believe in God, or you believe in a higher being, or multiple gods, or creators, or whatever, the universe, whatever you believe in, I feel like there is something or someone looking out for you always. So just remember that, you know. So we're gonna do a little tarot segment. I just like got some tarot cards for myself because I just kind of wanted to try them out, and I know that they're a good guidance for psychics. Like it just helps me not use like too much energy when I do psychic readings and stuff. So it's kind of nice, honestly. Like I'm digging it. I like the tarot. So let's pull, I want to pull a few tarot cards for you, whoever's listening, for our Kelcats, our intoxicated listeners. By the way, there is intoxicated merch out, so make sure you guys go check it out. There's also Christmas merch, exclusive Lola Christmas merch. Check that out. The link is in my description on YouTube, KelsiDavies. It's under all my video descriptions, so go check it out. If you guys get some intoxicated merch, let me know for sure. All right, so I'm getting a few cards for you guys. Okay, so from what cards I got, it seems like you've been working really, really hard towards something, a goal, something you're passionate about. You've definitely been working really hard at it, and there's been some situations lately that have made you feel like, I guess basically just left behind, you know, left in the cold pretty much, just you haven't been getting a lot of opportunity or communication that you want, but this shows that you do have solidarity in your life, and that's good. You know, you are getting better at balancing things out, like for sure. You're coming into this energy where you're just like, you kind of feel on top of it, on top of your game, like you're getting things done. So stay at that energy. And it seems like karma's gonna come your way. So whatever karma you're gonna get, if it's good karma, that's amazing. If it's bad karma, and you know that is coming. So I truly believe in karma for sure. I believe whatever energy you put out, it will be reciprocated back to you. So make sure that you guys have, you know, good energy. You don't gotta be happy all the time. You don't have to fake being happy, you know. Like, that's not what good energy is. Good energy is just being genuine and a wholesome person. Just a genuine fucking person. Like, we need more genuine goddamn people in this world. I'll tell you that. Now I'm going to pull some oracle cards that will help you on this karmic path. Whatever your karma may be. Ah, so you got open up to change. So keep your mind open, you know, be open to things changing, whether it's good or bad, just be open to it, be ready for it. You'll get through it no matter what happens. We'll get one more card. And make time for self-love. Love yourself, pamper yourself, go wax your butthole. Go freaking or bleach your butthole, whatever you do. Take yourself on a date. I don't know. Just love yourself. Self-love is so important. You can't spread love if you're not loving yourself. So make sure you have that self-love. That is just everything. The more you love yourself, the more you love others. Yeah. But anyways, you guys have heard too much of my voice for one episode. So thank you guys for sticking through it, being amazing. I will have a guest next time. Oh, we're in the process of relocating the studio. Well, I mean, I'm moving, so relocating my whole apartment, so we'll have a new studio and setup soon, and I'm super stoked to share it with you guys. I've kind of been testing microphones out, if you guys haven't like noticed. I've just been like trying to see what microphone I like the best, and I really like this one. This one's just like kind of handy. It's kind of nice. Oh my god, I just realized I forgot a cliffhanger on the 18th freaking episode. I've done so good so far with my cliffhangers. All right, gotta add one. So next episode, I want to talk about some creepy Christmas legends. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that. There's my cliffhanger. There it is. But make sure you guys are subscribed if you're watching this on YouTube. Ring that notification bell so that you guys know when I post. Give this podcast 5, 10 stars, a million stars if you can. Please, you guys are amazing. Leave a nice little review. Also, make sure you guys check out my good friends, Pride House LA. They have a podcast and it is super amazing, you guys. Go check it out. You'll see someone familiar on that podcast. Myself. And I will catch you guys in the next episode. Stay woke, everyone.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move.
Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.